So, hi, I'm Timothée Giette. I'm a French graphic artist and Krita contributor. Most of you already know what Krita is. I go quickly, just saying it's a free software drawing and painting application. As it has been already presented in the introduction talk, and it's been mentioned, we are working on Steam integration and to have a version available on Steam platform. And so actually this week we have released an early access version, so we have only Windows packages, but Linux builds are coming very soon. And so what is about exactly the Steam version of Krita? It's meant to first reach many, many more users out of the free software communities, as Steam has already millions of users, and so it's good to show off. And then it's a way to make new features that can be dependent on some infrastructure like cloud integration, and so it can make it easier to have it on Steam. So the Steam version will have all kinds of cloud integration like brush presets and document sharings, and big picture mode, things like that. So we plan to have the final version in May. For now, there are already still some bugs and lots of packaging issues. Well, most of sorted out, but still not all. So if you want to, or if you are a Steam user already and want to support Krita, you can grab the early access and have a discount on the Steam version, because of course it has a price tag, because it's a lot of work to make this version, but well, it's still of course free software, GPL as always, it won't change. And so if you really want, you can build it yourself, but most users just prefer to have packages, so it depends on the kind of user. If you don't want to mess up with building things, or if you just want one-click install and don't care about it, it can be a good solution to use the Steam version. So if you want to support Krita, get it. And it's good to have of course the price will be a bit bigger after, so enjoy the temporary discount on it. And if you prefer to stay on the regular packages and still want to contribute, there are all, and to support Krita, there are different other ways. You can check the website. So I just wanted to forward this news. If anyone has any question about the Steam version, you can ask now. Yeah.
To what degree are you integrating with Steam from other
So, to what degree are you integrating with Steam? I know other projects like Zonotic, which is an actual game, which aligns a bit better with Steam, I guess.
Yeah.
One of the issues they have with publishing on Steam is the fact that the Steam SDK isn't open source, and there isn't like equivalent. How does this affect you? Because, of course, you're not a game, so you don't have to have maybe old... I'm not sure what your vision is on that.
I think most of the integration with proprietary Steam parts will be via plugins or things that can make it work together. And maybe, well, we can integrate a few things, but most of what we need doesn't require such integration of non-free software.
Okay.
So
thank you.
It should be good. And you said it's a game was more appropriate for the Steam platform, but there's also a lot of content creation coming to Steam, so a lot of content producer users are starting to migrate there, so it's good to have free software to compete with proprietary software there too. Other questions?
Thank you very much.
Thanks.